This pre-roll ad is brought to you by Empire Wreckers. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Empire Wreckers. If you'd like video content, we're on YouTube and Twitch, where we stream games like our group playthrough of Star Wars The Old Republic. And if you'd really like to support the show, you can subscribe to our Patreon for monthly bonus content. And now, our feature presentation. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Star Wars Empire Wreckers, the Star Wars actual play podcast that resurrects ideas from the movies that were perhaps rightfully abandoned. Who's ready to take their place alongside Winky Skywalker and the spider on a giant baby's head today?
Jax Menuzage is ready to take her place along all those bad, discarded ideas. I just know that C2 would look at me the way she looks at her if I were a Jedi Knight.
Artichoke is choked about the fact that he can't go to every droid and beg them to quietly die. Just die. Please go quietly. Please go quietly. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I have to be doing this to you. I'm sorry.
KI-4 is just happy that his cameo wasn't cut, as he appeared previously as time-traveling X-3PO with a burn mark on his chest.
There you go.
And Ayash Tem is ready to get cut out of the final version of the film. Doesn't matter. Got paid.
And if you want to be Matt Smith, why don't you come along with us to a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away in Star Wars. The engines of war continue to burn. While the evil Galactic Empire is defeated, the New Republic's victory is precarious, forcing the former rebels to consolidate their power in the galaxy's core worlds. Taking advantage of the Republic's fragility, the Sapphire Evening, a criminal cartel comprised of the galaxy's deadliest syndicates, has seized control of the Outer Rim. Fighting valiantly to stop the spread of evil, a small group of Republic agents is fighting against the gangs and slowly building allies of its own.
Wait, is that us?
That is you. Last mission, you returned with more allies. You rescued a bunch of slaves from the pirate hideout on Tarnunga, saving them with the help of a few Mandalorians in a salvaged Mandalorian dungeon ship.
Tarnunga sounds like the thing I would say if I ever saw a hot girl cross the room.
Tarnunga!
Because you are a cartoon character from the 40s.
There you go.
And also fox-like. Or wolf-like.
Yeah, he does resemble a Tex Avery-style wolf.
Yeah, and there was that one Twi'lek in a ball gag who was very upsetting at the end.
Yeah, so since you've returned, said Twi'lek has been following you around, Artie. She seems to think that you are her new master.
I forgot about that. Look, no, there's a... Listen... I brought you over to, like, the, I don't know if it's, like, an orphanage or something like that, but, like, they'll take care of you and, like, teach you how to not be so subservient. Listen, any other time, if you would have caught me, like, a year ago, I would have been like, cool, this is great, thanks, but, like, now I feel like I have a slight bit of responsibility, maybe?
Oh, that is okay. I don't take up much space. I can curl up in a cupboard, and then you can give me just a couple of beans to eat.
You have no idea how much I like that, but I can't take care of you right now. I cannot take care of you right
now. Oh, no, it is the other way around. I get to take care of you. I can be your stool, and I can be your stepping stool, and I can be your chair, and I can get you all of the food that you need.
Stop talking before you hit the rest of my buttons, okay? You have to learn how to take care of yourself, all right? Now, I brought you over. Now, I'm going to bring you back over to the school or whatever it's called, and they're gonna teach you a thing or two about like being taking care of yourself and, you know, not having to call people master all the time.
I do love that this person is like the same age as Jax, and it's like, just go to the orphanage. I know that you're just about a legal adult. Just go be in class with the 10-year-olds.
Well, there's not really a school here for her to attend. The slaves have been kind of corralled onto one of the landing pads and have erected kind of a temporary tent city until there's somewhere they can find to put them. Saltatha, the Wookiee, is he's been kind of helping them to sort of get settled If you want to give this Twi'lek slave into his care, Artie, you can.
Hey there. She keeps following me around and calling me master, and she is a little bit too young for me, so...
What do you mean too young for you?
Don't even worry about it. I'm going to need you to take care of her and make it so that she's, you know, not following me around calling me master.
I guess. Yeah, okay. We're still trying to figure out where to put these people. So you might see her around. I'm not going to tell her that she can't be your friend or whatever, because they're not slaves anymore. I'm you know, we're not going to tell them that they can't do stuff, because that's a little, we're trying to get away from that.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But she seems very just kind of subservient to a fault, I guess.
Yeah, well, at her age, she looks pretty young. She's probably a legacy slave, so it's probably, you know, all that she's ever known. It's
kind of,
it can be kind of hard to, well, so some people, if they've grown up in it, they have a hard time adjusting to freedom.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I am not the person to teach about freedom. I am not that guy.
Yeah, from what I've heard, that is true, so...
Thank you for agreeing with me. Also, fuck you?
Look, man, I'll keep an eye on her, make sure she doesn't get into any trouble or anything.
Okay. Also, be careful, because apparently she can sneak into cupboards and sleep in there, and I feel like that's... I don't know, if you, like, go and get a box of cereal one day, you might see her in a cupboard, and that might scare the shit out of you. Just, you know, just be wary. She might be able to, like, just sneak into places.
I'll be wary.
Wary. All right. Peace. All right, now you're going to go with that guy there, and he's going to take care of you, all right?
Yes, master, I will go with him.
Okay. Don't. Try not to say master anymore. My name is Artie, all right? Artie.
Yes, Master Artie.
Not master. Never. Okay.
I do not have a name, but everybody calls me Yana.
Yana? Yana's a good name.
Yana is the Huttese word for slave.
Oh,
hey, I don't know that shit, okay?
You probably do. You've dealt with the Huts a lot.
Okay, never mind. Is Anna something? Let's try Anna instead.
Okay, I am Anna now.
Yeah, so it's not that much of a change, and it's, you know, not slave, so let's just keep with Anna. Now it's time to let it go.
Goodbye.
Okay. Have fun, Anna. Anna.
You can abandon her to this tent city and Saltatha's care. You have lost all of your weaponry. Jax has spent the last week using her alchemical prowess to make you new instruments of destruction with the help of C2. The mechanic, taking her away. She had previously been helping the Mandalorians to get their ship up and running.
C2 had?
Yeah.
And I just stole her away from her important work?
I mean, it's not that important. They're just Mandalorians. She willingly helped you.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah. Did the Mandalorians get their ship up and running? Are they still hanging about?
They're still doing repairs, but they're there. They don't, you know, they're there. Their ship was at the bottom of an ocean for like 400 years, so.
It's gonna take a hot minute.
Yeah.
It's a little wet.
Yeah, there's some wet-ass Mandys.
So you can restock from Jax. Artie, being the cautious Bothan that you are, not wanting to get your weapons taken again, Jax has made for you a small, fragile-looking blaster pistol that is easy to hide, but still packs a punch.
It's a little small here. That's fine though. It looks like you did your best.
Yeah, and it makes it seem less like you're trying to compensate for anything. It makes you seem confident in yourself.
How'd you get so snarky?
I didn't raise you this way.
You didn't raise me at all.
Oh no, I've rubbed off on her.
I thought they were too young for you.
Not that way. Not that way. Not that way.
Let's hope not.
Artie, your gun looks even smaller next to the blaster rifle that Jax has invented for Iash Tem. In order to take advantage of her bounty hunting expertise, it is equipped with a cycler that allows it to disorient, immobilize, and snare various enemies, and also operate at extreme ranges, allowing her to take enemies down before they even see you guys are coming, which might be a plus.
Yeah, especially since last time I tried to take an enemy down at close range, we fell hundreds of feet. I don't know if it was hundreds of feet, but it was a long way down.
Your gun handle is bigger than my whole gun.
Yeah, it's 'cause I got a bigger dick than you, bitch. I'm sorry.
Wait,
that's
you
not
got
true.
A bigger dick than me?
Like emotionally?
I've seen your only. I've seen your OnlyFans, and that's not true whatsoever.
No. Wait, what?
Wait, you've seen her OnlyFans? Artie, I thought we were only supposed to be on OnlyFriends.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Only friends.
That's the PG version.
Yep.
That's what I meant. It's only friends.
People hanging out.
Yeah. Hanging out with my buds.
Not looking at their lack of dick.
But thank you. I'm glad to not fall down a giant hole again. Hopefully.
For KI, the droid who has everything, a pair of pistols, one designed to be the most accurate gun in the galaxy, the other designed to be the one that kills you.
Gotta tell you, people, this is pretty terrific.
Charlie and Emilio.
Starting to get gun envy here.
Which is which? You'll never know.
And Jax, to replace all of your medical supplies and alchemical potions that were taken from you when you were arrested, I guess you just bought some stim packs. And a new backpack.
I made a new healer's kit, too.
Foraging in the woods.
Yeah.
Back to basics.
I don't need anything fancy. I don't want a gun. Just want my plants, and my stim packs, and my
and
backpack.
Your cat.
And my cat.
So once you've all had a chance to resupply and get rid of any excess slaves you may be carrying, you are summoned to the briefing room by Priya. Natassia and Xyla have gone as well, apparently departing to rally the Mistral Shadow Guards and reclaim the leadership of Black Sun. So Priya is alone in the briefing room when she meets you.
Hi, Priya.
Oh, hello. You're all looking well-armed.
Well... I just kind of, like, put my gun in my pocket, and I'm just like, yeah, they certainly do.
Yeah, I made them. I made one for Artie, too. You'll never know where he has it.
I'm sure I don't want to know.
Probably not.
It's my fucking, like, why? I wouldn't stick it up my ass. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
No, because it's really easy to hide. You can just hide it anywhere.
Then why doesn't she want
to
know?
It's okay, you can give it back, Artie. You don't need to have a gun.
No, it's a gift, and I will keep it.
I'm sorry, Artie. I thought that's what you wanted.
No, you don't have to be sorry. It's okay. Listen, it looks good. Let me tell you what. Is there a shoot? I'll try it in a shooting range somewhere, and I'm just gonna get a good feeling for it. I don't need guns anyway. I have my mouth.
Excuse me. Oh, because you shoot your mouth off?
Yes,
I get it. I understand.
I feel like because of your mouth, maybe I should have made you armor for next time.
Or muzzle.
Hey! This mouth has gotten you out of a lot of situations
if
here.
If that's your gun, a silencer.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna lie, you guys would be super dead without me. Although you guys would probably be more alive without me as well. So, I'm gonna call this a net zero.
I mean, both things are true. I do love any reference to Artie's mouth getting us out of trouble, because it really just sounds like Ash isn't the only one with an OnlyFans. Artie's been getting extra money and don't ask from where.
I don't have an OnlyFans myself, but I appear on many other people's OnlyFans.
You're a featured guest.
I'm a featured player in other people's OnlyFans. You can't see my face, though.
Anyways, Priya, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm glad that you're finding yourselves well protected, because according to the intel that we've received from Cherry, your participation in the action on Tarnunga has gotten back to the Sapphire Evening and Dodongo, and the bounties on your heads have increased by 10,000 credits each.
Oh, it's nice to be wanted.
Oh. Yeah.
And Artie, you're still the most wanted of all.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes life can be good.
You can just take that to your grave.
Which will probably be very soon unless we do something about this.
Now, do you remember We were trying to see if there was a way to try to destabilize the individual gangs that make up the Sapphire Evening.
Yes.
Well, Cherry has also passed along some information that is vague but potentially useful. Apparently, he's gleaned that the Hutts appear to be up to something. It's very hush-hush. Whatever it is, they're not keen to share it with the rest of the Sapphire Evening. But he's noticed that there's a lot of shipments in and out of the Yavin system. Nobody seems to know what it's for. But we have confirmed with the colony that has been set up on Yavin's moon that, well, we've lost contact with it, to be perfectly honest.
And I assume you want us to find it again?
Well, if you could find out what happened, if the Hutts are up to something, the colony is not... it has a small defense force, not enough to put up with a full-scale invasion from the Hutts, certainly, former rebel operatives, but other than that, it's... We'd like to make sure that they're not, you know, dead.
That's fair. So you want us to collect their bodies. All right, got it.
Artie.
Well, I hope not. If there are any of them still alive, which I'm hoping for, I'll pass along some rebel encryption codes that they should still be using. You may be able to get in contact with them.
Okay. Is this like a decoder ring or...
It's just encrypted frequencies that we used to use during the war, and we still use in times of emergency. The colony is built around... there used to be a rebel base on Yavin 4. It's since been abandoned, but it has now become the home of, well, really just a group of farmers.
And how big is this colony? Like, how many people would we be looking for?
It's not that big, maybe a couple of dozen. It's only about a year or so old.
All right. Yavin, eh? Okay, well, unless there's anything else that we need to know, I think we could be on our way.
If we do go there and the Hutts are already there, is there anything you want us to do or try to find out? Or, like, what would you consider protocol in that situation?
Well, whatever the Hutts are up to, of course, you should stop it. If there is a Hut there, capture would be preferred, but... we could do with elimination if that would help to destabilize them. If they are indeed trying to hide something from the rest of the Sapphire Evening, getting information on what that is and perhaps exposing it might help us. But then again, if it is a secret, exposing it might allow the Sapphire Evening to take control of it completely.
So we'll go look for farmers and expose a Hut. Got it.
Expose a Hut? Oh no, we're not going to make him make an OnlyFans, are we?
I'm sure somebody would be into that.
Huts are hermaphrodites.
That's true.
They're into it themselves, I guess.
Oh, hey, Artichoke is into himself.
Good for you.
How does that work, Artie?
It's self-confidence, maybe.
Self-confidence. In the words of Jeff Winger, my name is Artichoke, and if given a choice, I would rather look at myself than the women I sleep with.
I'm more handsome than that guy who's known for being handsome.
So shall we be on our way?
Yeah, should we take a different ship? Because if Hutts are there, they might recognize... I guess the Lucy Goosey has been painted a few times, so we haven't taken it out in a bit.
Yeah, it's been painted, and the transponder codes for it, the ID codes, have been changed. They were changed when you went to Kali, to the big ball. So if they do ping you, they will ping you as the Sausage King.
Okay, cool. Abe Froman?
So if you want to take the Lucy Goosey, you can board the ship with your new weapons, and... you will have to plot a course to Yavin.
Okay.
So it's not going to be too difficult, but the problem with plotting a course to the Yavin system is that there is a large amount of debris there that can make arriving a little bit difficult nowadays. So that will be a 3 purple astrogation. And in case something goes foul, I'm going to use the destiny point to make that a red and 2 purple astrogation.
1 advantage, 2 failures.
Uh-oh.
Well, I can help with skywalking, though, if it's astrogation. Okay. It was 1 advantage and 2 failures?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me roll my force. 3 light side, 2 dark side. So I could use the light side to cancel the 2 failures and get a success.
Oh. So with Jax's help, you can plot a course to Yavin. Jax, because you did use your skywalking ability as you approach, as the loosey-goosey drops out of hyperspace on the far side of the gas giant world, you can feel a tingle of something. The force may be strong on Yavin as a whole. There may be something about the system. There may be something there that is calling to you, but you feel a tingle from something in the Yavin system.
Interesting. Okay.
And because you got that advantage on your astrogation, you are close enough to the fourth moon of Yavin, where this colony is, for you to not be immediately spotted by any hut patrols that are perhaps guarding the planet. And you do begin to pick up a frequency, something communicating on the encrypted rebellion frequency.
Should we answer?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, who is this?
This is the, this is the tight duck, here requesting a landing.
The tight duck.
Ship of Abe Froman, the sausage king of the Chicago system.
Froman, sorry, how did you get this frequency?
I just wanted to make sure that you guys are fine. We're actually, sent by the rebels to make sure that you guys are okay. Are you okay?
So you're going to have to charm him. That'll be against his cool. So that'll be against a red and a purple.
Okay. Two success, an advantage, and a triumph.
And he says, hey. Oh, I've been trying to send out transmissions for weeks now, and nothing's been getting out. You're I don't know who Froman is, but if you're sent by the rebellion, that's good.
Never mind. Never mind. I was. I'm actually Artichoke. The Froman was just in case somebody got into this encrypted message. But you seem well and good. So let us know where you may be, and then we might be able to pick you up and deliver you home. What can we? Is everybody still alive?
Well, I am home. That's a problem. I don't know how many of us are down here. Me and my wife, we got a place a little ways outside of the colony. I guess the huts must have missed us or something. I'm kind of bunkered down in the basement with my kid. My wife, she was part of the defense force. I think she got taken. If you can make a quiet landing, there's a glade nearby where I can meet you.
Okay, we'll land there. Hey, when your wife was taken, were you on the phone with her? And did you talk to... Never mind, I'm not going to make a Taken reference. All right, we'll meet you there.
Thanks.
Thanks for not making a Taken reference. I agree.
He cuts the transmission and sends you coordinates for a hidden glade that is, as you bring the ship in, passing it overhead, you can see that there is a small cluster of prefabricated buildings nestled in a valley not far from the Massassi temples that are peeking out of the jungles of Yavin 4, and you can set the ship down in this valley near a river. And when you do, you see somebody kind of poke their head out of a bush. He and what appears to be his 4-year-old son come towards you, but he does have his blaster drawn just in case.
All good. We're good.
You're good?
I don't think we were followed or anything, so yeah, no, we got we've been sent to make sure that you guys are okay and possibly take down the huts if we are able to.
Well, I'd appreciate the help.
Stop their plans.
I'd appreciate it if you could. Kes Dameron, Sergeant.
Artichoke, Loudmouth.
Right on.
And this is Jax.
Hi.
She's a flower girl.
I'm a medic. Sorry.
This is KI-4, shapeshifter, only because his other shapes have been destroyed.
Howdy.
And this is his latest shape. And this is Ayash Tem. She's cool.
Thanks.
Well, it's a...
She's accessible for $10 a month.
Well, I'm glad you're here at any rate. See, what happened is the Hutts moved in a couple of weeks back and started rounding us up. We sent the defense force up, see if we could stop them, but they were the first to go. They took, I don't know, like half the colony, I think, up to somewhere. I think they might have a station in the debris of the Death Star or something, but they've got half the colony rounded up, keeping them in one of the temples as collateral or something. I managed to hide out in my wife and I's homestead, trying to get a signal. You're the first people to come. Is the Republic coming to help us?
I mean, think this is it.
I guess we're the help.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd think that they would, like, send an army, but no, they just sent us.
Well, that's okay, that's okay. I mean,
sorry.
We've done more with less in the past, that's fine.
You said temples?
Yeah, the old Massassi temples, the rebels had a base there back in the bad old days. It's the debris up there from the Death Star, that's actually where they launched to blow the thing up.
Would I know anything about Massassi temples?
Roll me a 4 purple lore.
Let's see.
Your sassy temples? I mean, they're your temples.
What does that know? What does that sound like a Fergie song?
Massassi temples. Look at my tits. No.
That's the exact lyrics.
That's the Fergie song.
Wow, this is Fergie-licious. Can I suffer 2 strained so I can add 2 blue?
Is that with your hat charm or one of your abilities?
My hat charm.
Yeah.
1 success, 2 advantage.
You do recognize the term Massassi from some of the books that you had to give to Luke when you met him in the Unknown Regions for him to destroy.
Oh.
They were apparently at one point a slave race that was used for labor to build things for the ancient Sith.
Oh, are those temples what I was getting the Force-y feeling from? Or can I tell?
The feeling hasn't increased since you've touched down.
Okay. Huh. Is it just like the entire planet has like a vibe?
It's hard to say. It's still just a little tingle.
Okay.
Kulu Limpa.
Excuse me?
You know, tingle.
Oh my.
That's a Zelda reference?
Yes.
Nice.
I could kill you and no one would blame me.
This is a tingle positive podcast.
Yeah, it's our ASMR podcast now.
ASMR tingle podcast.
Kulu Limpa. You get the tingles from Tingle.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Anyways,
right. So the Hutts, I've gone on a couple of scouting missions. I haven't really risked being seen on account of, you know, any points to his son. But from what I've been able to gather, they've moved in a lot of transports and cargo haulers. And I don't know, it looks pretty shitty quality, but they've got enough of them that they're moving stuff at a pretty healthy rate, I think.
You said transports? Did it look like they were transporting anything in or loading anything up to be transported out?
I mean, they got some tech they've been bringing in, tech they've been bringing out. I'm just a grunt. This whole thing's kind of beyond me.
I mean, because the Massassi temples, those were built, like the Massassi were slaves and they built them for the Sith. So maybe if they're trying to like get artifacts or something.
Artifacts. Like I don't know what a lot of those words mean, but I mean, if the rebels moved in here and after that, the Empire set up shop for a little while and then they got driven out and now it was us. I'm thinking anything that was in there has probably been scavenged long ago. Either way, I mean, they're taking stuff up to the debris, I think. So maybe they're trying to farm some old Death Star shit.
Maybe they want to make their own mini Death Star. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it wouldn't put it past them. You know the Hutts.
They want to put a planet-destroying laser on every Star Destroyer.
And you get a Star Destroying laser, and you get a Star Destroying laser.
Everybody gets a Star Destroying laser.
Shakes his Hutty arms.
Look, whatever they're doing, we're going to stop them, right? Because there's no way I'm going to let Poe grow up in a world where everybody gets a Star Destroying laser.
That would make the stakes so ridiculously unrealistic, it'd be hard to relate to. I can't even imagine.
Who's ready to possibly accidentally kill another canonical character today? Nah, he's a kid. How old is he?
He's 4 years old.
Oh.
Baby Poe.
He'd be so cute. Okay, what do you guys think? Because we can probably, like, go and spy and see, try to get an idea of what exactly it is that they're doing. And I mean, Priya was saying, like, you know, they would like to have someone captured for questioning. Maybe if there's, like, a big guy we can, like, not, I mean, their huts, they're all big guys. But, you know, like, a boss guy, we can try to hutnap him.
Yeah, well, or maybe because huts are huge, maybe we can hutnap a child. A child hut and be like, hey, wait, why are we going
hey,
to
hey,
now?
Child. What are the plans on this planet?
What do you guys think?
We can be sneaky and try and figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
I am very sneaky.
And then well, see if there's yeah. any small huts to capture that are not children. Wouldn't the brains be like...
Mini huts.
Not as strong.
Any runty huts?
Damn, it's sad that I know that, like, huts are beefy, but also they can't really move very fast, but also they're beefy.
If we could get a proton pack.
Yes. And or like put them in a trap.
Or like an airlift.
There we go.
Hey, could we get like a sky hook or something?
Just no,
lift them back up on the ship.
We just leave a trail of M&Ms onto like a hover sledge, and then we just take off once he's on it, and it'll be too slow
Ooh,
to escape.
Oh,
we could see if one of them, if one of them had the same fetish as Java, we could bring that chick as bait.
No, no.
Why we have a Twi'lek?
Hey,
we have a Twi'lek.
Yeah,
yeah, but I'm not as nasty. I mean, I am as nasty, but
you're pretty nasty.
Only for pay.
You know, we could probably... Wow.
Nasty for pay.
Awesome. Can we can... we could probably... I'm not in the mood... Or I'm not in the business of selling slaves, but maybe we could sell you to the head guy, and you could find out what's what and escape, and if you can't escape, I don't know, just choke him out or something.
I'm giving Artie one hell of a look right now. I'm not saying we sell one of us, but, you know, we just sell ISHM.
Hey.
I don't know. You guys figure it out. I'm tired. You guys figure it out.
Well, let's just go climb a ridge, and you know, Ash, you have a sniper rifle. You just peep on him through your sights and
yeah.
see what's happening.
I can what's my eye do again? I can appraise the building that they're in to see how rich they are.
I was about to be like, oh yeah, and there was that time where I finally Destiny pointed some binoculars, so we had them, and then it's like, no, I lost my fucking bag last time, so we don't.
Well, one of you has a sniper rifle now with a an optical sight.
Ash can be our eyes.
Yes.
Or at least an eye, unless you have like a double
I'll just hang back
scope.
And protect you, and you guys can go ahead.
Yeah, you guys go out into the line of danger. It's cool.
Just radio
Fuck
when they
you?
Start shooting here. Oh, they're opening fire. Dodge.
You'll just be hanging out and you'll hear gunshots and be like on your communicator like, guys, do you need help?
Help us,
guys?
Help us, I asked Tim. I can't see through the trees, I'm sorry.
Shall we go? Shall we go and try to find a ridge that we can spy on?
Yeah, we may as well.
And Cassie says, well, if you want to go scout out the colony, I've managed to find a path that they don't seem to be patrolling very well, but you still want to keep an eye out. I can draw you a little map here, and he draws you a little map in the dirt with approximately where you need to go to find his hidden path, and then he crosses it out with his foot. He doesn't want it to be found. His kid starts drawing in the dirt.
Aww. Aww.
What is he drawing?
He's drawing a crude representation of an A-wing.
Aww. Aww.
And he says, Mommy flies this.
Aww.
And I hope she still does, little guy.
Interesting thing to say to a child.
I hope your mom is not dead.
My mom flies an A-wing. You know she might be a corpse in the ground, son.
No, she wouldn't be a corpse in the ground. She'd be a corpse in the void of space.
Get it right, Jax. Jesus.
Her ship is her coffin.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What did you, since you couldn't find the body, what did you bury?
What? What do you mean?
Never mind. I'm very tired right now.
We're
Let's
still operating
on
under
mission.
The assumption that they are alive and they are just captured.
Fingers crossed.
Let's go stake out a ridge.
Did somebody say steak?
Yeah, let's go stake the ridge.
So if you want to take Kestamarin's path, secret path through the jungle to the central point of the colony at the Misasi Temple, that is going to be only a 2 purple stealth because you have the secret path. You're going to be able to add a blue, but because there are 4 of you, that will add 2 blacks.
Absolutely not. What the fuck?
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound promising.
I have so many blue dice.
1 success and an advantage.
1 success, 4 advantage.
Nothing. Everything canceled. Fuck.
3 advantage, 3 failures.
Womp womp.
Artie and K.I., you can successfully remain hidden in the bushes as you notice a couple of guards patrolling the outer perimeter of the jungle around the Misasi Temple. Because you got those advantages, you can kind of see what's going on. There are some junky, low-quality looking transports that are landing and taking off. The ones that are taking off appear to be heading somewhere towards the gas giant itself. And you can see that on the landing pad around the temple, there are lots of grungy looking paramilitary contractors, some truckers, some space trucker types, and people of just general ill repute. You don't seem to notice any huts in particular, but they may be further in. Jax and Ayash Tem, unfortunately, you are not so lucky. You are spotted by these patrolling guards that are circling the edge of the tree line. I asked him, because you got those advantages, they see how heavily armed you are, and at least at first glance, they don't seem to know who you are. And they say, hey, what do you got there? And they seem to assume that you have caught some type of ne'er-do-well sneaking around the forest, some young Deveronian kid that's not supposed to be there, and say, is that another one of the colonists?
Yeah, she was poking around, and I grabbed her.
All right, well, we got to take her to the detention area. We don't want any of them getting loose and calling for help.
Sounds good. I'll escort her there right now. And I start walking in a direction.
Since you're spending a little bit of time talking to them, let's see if they recognize you. So this will be a test of their knowledge underworld.
I'm wearing banal apparel.
Yeah, so we'll give them a blast.
It's just banal. It's just really banal.
You are, they are working for people who are members of the Sapphire Evening, and your bounties are getting pretty big, so that's only going to be a 1 purple on their part.
Wait, do I have stuff?
Nothing. It all cancels out.
Okay, good.
Hell yeah.
So these guys don't recognize you.
These guys don't recognize us.
No, these guys don't recognize you. And they continue along their path, turning their backs to you guys as they do so.
Do you guys want to, like, take them out? Or, like, just let them continue on their merry way?
Is there anybody else around that would see us shoot these guys? And is there cover to drag them into once we do take them out?
Yeah, Artie and K.I. are hiding in the cover that you can drag them into once you've taken them out. And you are far enough away that you could conceivably dispose of them, but you may not want to be too loud or too flashy.
If only we had that silencer.
I mean, I could maybe use move to, like, just clonk their heads together like coconuts.
You can hurl them.
Damn, that's the best move.
I could hurl them. If I hurled them, like, into trees, would that kill them or would it just knock them out?
It's up to you.
I would rather just knock them out. I'll try rolling for it.
Okay. So that is a, I believe, a 2 purple discipline to do the ranged attack portion of the move power.
1 success, 4 light side, 2 dark side. So I'm pretty sure I should be able to do that with just the 4 light side.
Are you going to steal their costumes?
Oh, we could! That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hurl them into the trees just so it's a bit easier to hide their unconscious forms.
Okay, so these guys, as they're walking away, they both suddenly, almost as if they're being, like, yanked up by a toddler and their action figures, they just get yanked to the side and disappear into the brush. You hear a couple of loud clunks as they smash against some trees in the woods.
They should be out. Do you want to go get their outfits? We can go dress up.
Yeah, I like
not playing dress up.
Hey, there's only 2 of you. 2 of us. I'll wear some stuff.
But we'll go see how big they are, because if they're big guys, it'll probably just look silly if I'm wearing their costumes anyways.
Let's fight for it. We'll use our new guns.
Fight to the death.
Yeah, we'll use our new guns.
I mean, yours is faster on the draw and it fits up your sleeve.
That yeah, that's true. By the way, I've yet to actually use it, so I don't know how powerful it is. So I'm really hoping for some good stuff here.
Yeah, I won't bother with one of the costumes if Artie and Ash want to take them, because I at least have banal apparel if anyone spots me. Can we go strip these guys?
Yeah, you can strip these guys and put on their uniforms. They do have, in addition to their uniforms, they do have face-obscuring goggles and headset comlinks.
Cool.
Hey, that's handy. Would I be able to possibly use these disguises to not be a droid, or do you think it's better just to be a droid at this point?
Well, it's just goggles and, like, a headset, so you would be a droid wearing goggles and a headset.
Face.
No.
Yeah, that's fair. No, okay.
If anybody talks to me, I'm just going to pretend my headset's broken.
What? Who's going to make that noise into the into the microphone?
Yes.
You have good deception and charm. You should use them one day.
Yeah, I'll use them to pretend that my mic doesn't work.
Jesus Christ.
She is the master of her own destiny. She shall use her skills as she sees fit.
I guess, yeah, sure, go, yeah.
I mean, my charm isn't as high as you think it is. It's like my streetwise and stuff that's a lot better.
Your cunning-based ones.
You're a sex worker. Why isn't your charm as high as it should be in your street?
It's average. My cunning's higher.
Don't charm shame.
For somebody who's doing, like...
She keeps it 100.
...sexy photos on the internet, my agility is really low. So I ain't doing anything too intense.
Anyways, we're disguised now.
You can continue Artie and I asked him dressing as the guards that they encountered. When you put on the goggles and headset, you do start to hear intermittent radio chatter. Nothing too interesting right away. Just a lot of stuff about, you know, people requesting check-ins from certain teams. Thus far, nobody's asking for your guys to check in. And just you know, general, like, hey, we got to guard this, we got to guard that. Information about incoming transports, and it seems very boring, whatever these guys are doing here.
Okay.
But since you're disguised, where are you going?
Around the base to see, like, if we can figure out what they might be doing, what their goals might be, and what have you. Or are they transporting anything, or should we just look for a way to get inside?
The transports that are taking off all do appear to be going kind of in the same direction towards a spot that is orbiting the gas giant planet Yavin.
Or can we continue to the spot that Dameron pointed out to us so we can kind of get a lay of the land or a better idea of what they might be loading up?
Well, that's just the base. You can see what they're doing at the base.
Oh, I see.
Loading up transports and using it. They appear to kind of be using it as a staging area for something that is happening in space.
Unless you guys want to, like, just go on to the base and try to peek a glance at, like, a shipping manifest or something.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, I can do that. We're pretty skullduggy.
K.I. and I shall stay in the shrubs.
Okay, so if you want to not attract attention, because you are disguised, that is going to add 2 blues to your stealth roll, but you will still need to act like you belong. So if anybody's looking out, that will be a stealth roll against 3 purple. You can add 2 blues, but because you are dressed as guys that people know, that will also add a black.
1 success.
6 success, 6 advantage.
Damn.
I did it.
Fuck you too.
Artie, you can be unnoticed. I asked him, you can be extremely unnoticed. Nobody's paying any attention to you whatsoever.
I took a step and it sounded like a fart, and one person looked in my direction, and I'm like, it's just my pants, I swear. And then they looked away.
Yeah, all the guards are wearing corduroy. Since you got all those advantages, I asked him, is there anywhere in particular you want to stealth to?
Maybe.
Period.
Thinking.
I know that there's somewhere that I want to stealth to. I just want to know if you know.
Please, my intellect is average.
So as you're going through the base, it seems as if the more important stuff, the further into the temple you go, the more important things are. So there's like landing pads for the space truckers they've hired, and their various equipments on the landing pad on the outside. And then as you go in, there's like techs that are doing office work, and further in, there are people doing more and more important things. Since you got those six advantages, you could probably sneak in pretty far. They did, Kes did mention that they are holding some of the colonists as collateral, if you want to find where they're holding the colonists, or if you want to get more information about what this operation is in particular.
Should we find the colonists first so that we have, like, an escape plan for everybody?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, let's go find the colonists first, and then we can find somebody
find
to
out
kidnap.
What these guys are doing.
Okay, so you can sneak all the way to an area of the base that has kind of been kept off to one side, where they've sort of used what seemed to at one point have been storage centers, and earlier than that may have been ancient prison cells that have now been used again as prison cells. And you can see a motley collection of various unarmed and unarmored beings have been rounded up and put into these cells. The cells are being guarded by some of the same mercenaries you are wearing the uniforms of.
Should we just walk in and say we're there to relieve their shift?
We're here to relieve you.
Let's head in.
You can head in.
Like to be relieved.
The guards give you like a small nod, but don't really say anything to you.
They're like, we do want you to relieve us. We're gonna leave now.
Shift change is early today, so I think you guys are off now.
That'll be a deception.
Let's see. Man, deception's not a career rank for me, but I do have a rank in it, so we'll see.
So it'll start as a two purple deception, but because these guys are guards and they seem to be a pretty tightly run, like the mercs that they've hired seem to be of a lot higher quality than everything else, so that is going to add a black. They seem to run a pretty tight ship here, so schedule changes may not happen that often.
Two success, two advantage.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they say, shift change. Are you sure? Because we don't really do it. And his buddy elbows him and he says, oh, okay, yeah. And they seem to be like wanting to leave. And they're like, hey, yeah, right. So they've got like a food transport coming in. So we've got to get there before they, you know, pick up. Do you want, I mean, thanks for taking over our shift, but we can come back and get you something, just kind of drop it off.
No, we'll just meet you in the mess hall.
Are you sure? Because these things only come in like once a week.
No, we'll head over later.
Ah, your loss. And they high five as they run off to meet the incoming food truck.
Lovely.
All right. When they leave, they're gone.
Yeah.
How many colonists are in here? Like they said, there's only like a dozen people.
I think
maybe
they said a couple dozen.
So there's about a dozen colonists that are in the jail.
I will pull up my goggles. Not that they would recognize me anyways. Who knows? Hey, we're not actually mercs. We're here to save you.
Yeah, that doesn't seem suspect.
I mean, it's okay that we're suspect. These people aren't going to attack us. They're in a jail.
You pull up your goggles. I rolled Knowledge Underworld for the farmers with some
Man,
penalties because
they're
not that knowledgeable, but they do recognize you, one or two of them. And they say, hey, no, wait, you're that criminal.
I mean, there is a bounty on our heads, but like, we're working with the rebellion now, so...
Yeah, we're not criminals. We're just, you know...
Independent contractors.
Yeah, we're a victim of circumstance, see? Circumstance victims.
If you want to convince them of this, that will be a charm or a coercion. It'll be starting against two purple, because they do believe that you are hardened criminals with huge bounties on your heads. That is going to add two blacks.
Two success.
I got... success and two advantage.
So they believe you. One of them says, "No, I seen that guy. I used to live in the corporate sector. I've seen his ads on TV. He is not a hardened criminal. He is very incompetent from what I've heard."
Ooh.
I think we can trust him. And another one says, "Yeah, I don't know. Do I know you from somewhere, Twi'lek?"
I mean, I think if you do, that says more about you than it does about me. So,
Did I see you in something?
I just have one of those faces, you know. Unless you're willing to pay, but I have one of those faces. I think that's. We'll leave it at that for now until the mission's done.
Well, they seem to be okay. You're here to rescue us. What about the others?
Are they holding people somewhere else too?
Yeah, they took half the colonists up to whatever they're doing in the debris field.
In space?
Yeah.
God fucking damn it.
Why would they bring them for like
that easy?
Were they bringing them up there for like extra labor? Like they got so many non-colonists here already.
I think they're using them to scavenge the ruins. It's so dangerous out there. They probably don't want to use their own guys.
Okay. We'll help them too. Do you know what's happening up there?
First we have to get you guys off of this planet.
Do you have a way to do that? Because they got those mercs with those guns out there. Do you got a lot of guns?
We got a few guns.
We have enough.
Nice.
I'm not there.
Who needs guns when they clearly are going for a buffet right now?
Just flex and be like, "We got these guns."
Did you get your tickets?
I don't even.
Well, if you think you could get us out, we'll go with you. But we're just farmers. We're not trained to fight.
You know what? They might be able to take your lives, but they can't take your freedom.
Well, they did. They locked us up in jail.
Well, never fuck you mind then.
Maybe if we find some more uniforms, we can put you in uniforms and then we can just walk out.
We've done that before. God damn it, we could do it again.
How suspicious could like a dozen mercs just leaving the compound look?
You know, we get the farmers out the way that you get dwarves into a forest man's cottage. Just like two at a time, so it never seems like too much at once. You know, The Hobbit?
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot everything about The Hobbit.
Let's just shove them all in barrels.
Let's roll them all out.
There you go.
I mean, they are transporting a lot of stuff.
Do these people know anything about what...
Transport crates?
Ooh, I like that.
I like it.
Well, we're just checking up on you guys for now, and then you can hold tight.
Wait, you're going to leave us in...
Well... Yeah.
You're going to leave us in jail?
I mean, until we can transport you out safely. We're not just going to, like, open the bars and go run. Not saying that we aren't super strong and couldn't handle all these people right now, but we need to be a little bit more.
What does this jail look like? Like, is it an open air thing or is it inside a hut?
It's within the temple, so it's like thick stone walls and old bars.
Oh, so it's like a jail.
Yeah.
There won't be any, like, secret tunnels if it's an ancient temple, right?
If it's an ancient temple, there may be some secret tunnels, but if they're secret tunnels that nobody's found and they're going to lead you somewhere, maybe ghosts. You might get some ghosts.
Damn, are there ghosts in space? Oh, wait. We've encountered... Shh. Yeah.
Because maybe if you can, like, sneak them out through the tunnels... And then just, like, you know, load them on a speeder or something and they can go back to the loosey-goosey until we're ready to evacuate?
I mean, that would be ideal. Can I perceive the room for tunnels?
To search for hidden tunnel entrances in an ancient temple, yep. So these would probably be pretty well hidden, either by the original builders or the rebels when they took over the temple. So it would be a 3 purple perception, and because you are limited to searching for tunnels in this specific area, that will add a black.
If it was rebels, though, would there be a blue for being able to spot the special clues they would leave behind?
I mean, they wouldn't have told you the clues.
Nah.
Gah. One triumph, one failure, one threat.
Hmm.
So you can spot what looks like a hidden lever, one of those cartoon stone blocks that is colored differently than all the rest.
It's not on the matte painting, it's just on the animation cell. I shall press it with no, not being careful, obviously, since I got a failure and a threat.
You're gonna unleash a giant boulder.
Hell yeah. I can run.
But can Artie?
I mean, I can kind of run.
You can find this dusty stone in one of the walls, and you can press into it, and it moves. And down at the end of the prison hall, the stone wall lowers into the ground and reveals a dark tunnel beyond.
Man, I mean, that sounds good.
Well, maybe the failure wasn't that something bad's going to happen. It's just that instead of spotting the tunnel, you spotted the switch that opened the tunnel. The threat remains to be seen.
Okay, I guess we can check out that tunnel.
Are you leading the farmer colonists? Are you taking them with you?
I guess so. Do I know? Like, I wouldn't know that I failed in the game. I would be like, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I did it, baby. Triumph.
Hell yay!
All right, Artie, are we going through this scary haunted tunnel, possibly?
Hell yeah, I don't see anything that can go wrong with this spooky situation.
Me neither.
It's spooky season.
So it's dark in this tunnel. There are sconces on the walls where there are old petrified wood torches that have long since extinguished. If you guys have flashlights, you can light them. But if you don't, then you can't. But you have enough destiny points to procure them if you want.
Let us use a destiny point then.
You can find some flashlights on these mercenary guards' belts and use it to navigate down this steep tunnel that seems to go down, 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 deeper into the temple. And eventually it flattens out. And although you have a couple of flashlights, it's still pretty dark in there, but the beams seem to go on a lot longer. And you find yourselves in a room that, like, as you're passing the flashlight beams across the room, you can see that there are banks of deactivated equipment, and there have been like reinforcements that have been made to the walls with Durasteel, and it appears that this is some type of bunker, perhaps if not built by the rebellion, at least modified by them for use in case of emergencies. And it appears that this area has been built, built on top of a tomb. Like, there are boxes of equipment and things and, like, holographic tables. But, like, it seems to, like, the main hologram table has been set up, like, on the ground at the bottom of a small staircase at the top of which rests an ancient sarcophagus.
Don't fucking touch it. Wait a second. Is the sarcophagus made of, like, valuable stuff?
No.
The sarcophagus might be made of valuable stuff.
Have you guys descended into the mines of Moria? Are you gonna wake up all the little orcs?
Can I be Brendan Fraser?
Did he ever fight orcs?
And he fought the mummy.
He did fight the mummy.
He fought the mummy.
A mummy is a type of orc.
I mean, we don't have to open it.
Can I appraise the sarcophagus?
Does the sarcophagus want to be opened?
Yeah, you can appraise the sarcophagus.
Hell yeah.
So it looks pretty old, so it'll probably be a knowledge lore to appraise this. Now, Jax was able to tell you a little bit about who built this thing. So it's not gonna, you're not totally in the dark as to what this may be. So it'll only be a 3 purple knowledge lore. And your appraiser's eye, what does that do? Provides an advantage on negotiation or streetwise checks to buy or sell items. We can say that because it is an appraiser's eye, you can have that here. So it'll add an advantage to whatever you roll.
I will flip it destiny. A success and 2 threats. So, success and a threat.
So, you can see that this thing, it does appear to be quite valuable. It's made out of either gold or some other valuable alloy. In all of the millennia that it's been down here, even with the rebels, alterations and the rebels turning this into a bunker, it doesn't seem like the sarcophagus has experienced any weathering whatsoever. It's almost as if it was smelted yesterday. Unfortunately, because you got that threat, it's clear that the coffin, the sarcophagus itself, is immobile. Seems to be rooted in there pretty good, and there's nothing on it that could easily be broken off and sold.
I want to open the sarcophagus.
I mean, because if there is anything valuable in there, like in this temple for the Sith, like Apatos is looking for Force things. There might be something good to bring back for her, if nothing else.
I want to open the sarcophagus ghosts. Because there might be...
I'm not there to be scared of ghosts.
Man, I am.
I'm still outside the temple.
You should be talking me out of this here, I asked him.
Why do you want to open it? Other than the
because
fact that it's just here.
There might be something valuable inside. Like a mummified version of a dead thing? That sounds awesome.
Is that valuable? Can you sell corpses?
I mean, maybe. Not legally.
Also, what do we have to take anything that's in there out of here?
Fine. Wait, we have a whole slave crew. Hey, can you guys...
Hey, you just spent like the first 10 minutes of the show fucking talking slave lady out of being a slave unsuccessfully.
You know what? Fine. We'll leave the probably very valuable thing here and not... I look at the sarcophagus and I'm like, I'll be back for you. You wait and see. I'll be back for you.
You can come back on your own time.
It's a list
when
of
you're
things,
off the clock.
Including running a mine and getting the sarcophagus that will be my end game.
Artie's just racing for retirement right now.
Aren't we all, though?
Truly.
Don't the rebels have a pension plan?
I don't know if they're that organized yet to have pensions in place.
Damn.
I'm sure the Empire had pensions.
Can we have
Maybe
a nice little hut on Hoss, at least, to retire on?
Nice little hut down on the very hot and spicy planet, perhaps underneath the surface.
I am resilient to the heat, so I'm into it.
Like, into it? Anyways, let's get out of this tombstone. This grave site.
With Iash Tem's failure and triumph and threat, you did not find a tunnel that would lead you out of the temple. You did find a hidden bunker that seems to be deep enough to protect people if anything goes wrong. You could presumably leave the people here so they are at least hidden from the mercenaries if they come looking for them, or could bottleneck them. And the threat is that there's a possibly haunted sarcophagus.
Yeah, you guys cool to wait down here for us as long as you don't open that possibly haunted sarcophagus?
Yeah, I don't think any of us are going to be touching that thing.
Yeah, just maybe stay away from it for now.
Okay, we will, we'll stay away and we'll, looks like there might be some tech down here. We'll see if maybe there's some guns or something in case they come looking for us, but we should be okay. And then, I guess once we get the all clear, we'll, leave once things are cool, right? You're going to make everything cool?
Yeah, we always make everything cool.
We'll make everything cool again.
We're going to hold you to it.
Well, now that's
thank
a lot
you
of
for
pressure.
Your trust in me.
Thank you for rescuing us.
I mean, no problem. Do you happen to know what they're doing up there? Why they're trying to salvage stuff?
I mean, not really. They've been taking a lot of salvage equipment up there. Maybe they're trying to build something out of the wreckage. They put us in jail as soon as they took half the colonists, so they didn't really tell us much.
I mean,
You'd be crazy if, like, what's his name? Palpatine was in that sarcophagus. Wait, what if Palpatine is in that sarcophagus?
There's only one way to find out.
We all agreed no one's going to open it, but I'm pretty sure that in no time we'll have a naked guy chasing us with a lightsaber.
God.
I mean, you say that like no one would open it, but I am very curious.
We'll come and do it later. Maybe. God, do you guys want to open it? I don't.
I mean, it's only you and Artie there to make this choice. Jax is curious, but Jax would not be... She's not there to feel the bad vibes.
Can I try and feel if there's any bad vibes on the sarcophagus?
You can't.
Damn it!
Would it give you a raging clue?
Can I feel bad vibes from outside the temple?
The tingling you felt has not decreased or intensified.
Wait, is it good tingling or bad tingling?
Can I focus on? Can I focus on the tingling?
Yeah, if you wanna use the destiny point and roll your sense power to see if perhaps you can see where the tingling is coming from.
Sure. 4 light side, 2 dark side. I think I just have the one. I think I just have the basic sense power.
Yeah, well, with the destiny points, you'll have to take some strain if you want to use all of those, but from there you can extend your range to extreme, probably.
Okay, sure, I'm okay with taking strain.
Alright, so you can focus on this tingling, hearing about the sarcophagus, and you got this tingling, and you can sort of reach out through the force and try to see if they're connected. They don't appear to be, and in fact, the tingling that you're feeling seems to be coming from... the area where all of the ships have been traveling to. Maybe something in the Death Star ruins is causing this.
Oh. Hey, would K.I. and I be able to go and try to, like, I know I keep coming back to this, but is there any way that we could get to a vantage point to try to check out what it is that they're bringing out of that wreckage?
Well, the wreckage is in space.
Wait, so is the tingling from space?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm getting tingles from Planet 9. No, like, okay, I didn't really mention it, but like when we landed, it felt like, oh, like forcey stuff, but I didn't really know what it was.
But then it's up in space now?
Yeah, it's like in the wreckage where all the ships are.
So do you want to go up there?
I mean, kind of. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's important, but like, I want to know what it is. But I mean, we have to deal with the people down here first, right? But we also have to get the people out from up there.
Yeah.
Because maybe if we get on one of these transports, if we steal one of these transports that's going up there, so then it's like, we're just part of the crew. Then we get in. Then we get in, right?
Yeah. Let's steal a transport and leave these people with this creepy coffin.
Yeah. I'm sure they won't open it. They'll be fine.
And then we can bring it into the thing. That'd be great, but, you know, if you can't either, then that's fine, too.
Look, dude, if we're not going to open it, we're certainly not going to be moving it.
Yeah, but if you could move it. Okay,
you know, I'm thinking once we got all these people out of here, we should probably just blow this passage and collapse the whole thing, right?
Get a different orbit.
Oh my god, Artie, just, like, take a peek in. It's fine. If we all die now, it's fine.
I mean, Artie, if it makes you feel any better, I was, because you were talking about the coffin, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the forcey feeling, and it's not from the coffin.
Okay, well,
like, I don't know if that means there's nothing there, but it's at least not the feeling that I'm getting.
I'll be right back, and I'm going to open the coffin.
Okay, you'll have to roll a skullduggery to open this coffin. It'll be
good at skullduggery!
2 purple with a black, because it's so old. Probably sealed pretty tight.
Oh, wait, I can remove that black. Ha ha. Fuck yeah. 2 success, an advantage, and a triumph.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Fuck all y'all.
So you don't even have to crack this thing open. You notice a series of, like, inset areas where it seems like this thing has been designed to be opened. And as you press them, there's a hiss as, like, this seal is unlatched. This steam is kind of pours out, and the door to this sarcophagus opens. And inside, you see
genie,
sleeping genie, alien man.
What kind of alien? I mean, we're all aliens.
He's either extremely well-preserved, or he's still alive. He's dressed in ornate robes with golden armor. He's got pink skin and these kind of like fleshy tendrils, almost like horns coming off of his chin. He kind of looks like if Steppenwolf in Justice League was got some sun.
Oh shit, is this like a Sith pureblood?
Jax?
Oh, Jax would not.
Do you know? If Artie, are you describing what this guy looks like?
Yes.
Okay, so Jax, roll me a...
He looks gooshy.
four purple knowledge lore. Because he's describing it to you over the phone, you'll have to add a black.
No, I won't. Although, would you accept xenology?
Yeah, xenology as well.
Shit, yeah, because then I can add my force. Don't need to, don't want to. One success, one advantage, and five dark side. I will just take my success.
Okay, so it sounds like he's describing a person, a Sith. Like, according to the books that you've read, the Sith were once also a race of people, not just a religion.
Oh, shit. But, like, you say once. Are they, like, thought to be extinct or, like, just legends?
You've never run into one. You've never heard of anybody talking about them as if they are a people. The only time you've ever heard people mention the Sith in kind of current day are as the organization. So it's likely that the species is, you know, long dead or so few in number as to be extinct.
Okay, with my advantage, would I know what, how safe it is to be around this open sarcophagus or to leave the sarcophagus open?
Well, depends if he's preserved or alive.
Already give him a kiss to wake him up.
I mean, if you want to put your coke mirror under his nose.
I don't think I have any drugs on me, unfortunately.
No, just to see the like,
mirror. See if it fogs with his breath.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. I'll put my coke mirror under his nose.
You can put your coke mirror under his nose and it does fog up.
This motherfucker's alive! Guys, this motherfucker's alive, I don't know what to do. Should we like save him? Or if he's like a pure Sith blood guy, then he might not be good to save, but what if we can get him on our side to be like, hey, shit's changed a whole bunch. Your Sith fellows are stupid. No, he wouldn't like that.
Would I be knowledgeable? Would I have enough knowledge to glean if they might be open to helping us? Or if we should just close this up and pretend we were never here?
Grandpa Sheev was a Sith. Luke didn't seem to like them, but he was always nice to you.
I mean, he's a Sith, but like, I mean, we've met Sith who are nice, right?
Yeah.
Have we?
This was a rebel base.
Yeah, it was a rebel base. It never hurt them,
well,
right?
Maybe that's why he's down here, because they put him in a coma.
And I mean, Mara, she was okay. Like, she was a little intense, but, you know, she was okay.
So we should probably we should probably take the entire sarcophagus with us then.
Or like, okay, maybe because I don't know if you take the entire sarcophagus, but maybe, you know, like close it up, and once we,
oh my god, how old is this guy? Would he even speak basic?
That's a good question.
Hey, hey, buddy, do you speak basic?
Please don't kill us.
Are you asking him that to wake him up?
Hey, you speak basic? No.
I was going to say, like, maybe we should close it up, and if we do want to try to wake him, possibly wait until this isn't being used as a panic room for these farmers.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys just keep your eyes on him.
All of the farmers are, like, way at the back of the room, about as far away from this guy as they can get.
Good. You did well, you guys. You did well. All right, so I'm gonna close this thing and hope for the best.
You can close it back up, and it seems to reseal itself.
Lisa know how to open it up again.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Remember, everybody, at the end of the episode, we get this guy back again.
I'll make a note.
Yeah,
remember this weird red guy.
You gotta come back, wake this guy up, and either get murdered or acquire a new party member.
I'm really hoping for a Javix situation for Mass Effect.
Come back for Sleepy Sith.
Okay, so we at least know that the farmers down here are safe for the time being. So next course of action, we gotta steal a transport, get up to those ruins. Get up to that orbital station or whatever it is. Can K.I. and I scope out the transport station while Artie and Ayashtem come back
out? Go ghost hunting? Yeah. So there are several transports. It seems that some of them have been abandoned. by their drivers to go and eat from the food truck that has arrived. So if you want to steal one, you will have to stealth and probably hotwire it. But there's not as many people around that are watching. So it'll just be a 3 purple stealth to get there.
Oh no, 3 purple? Fuck, I'm so bad at stealth. Do we have destiny points?
Yeah, you got 4.
I can flip one. One failure, 2 advantage.
There it goes. 1 success, 3 advantage. There we go.
So, KI, you can sneak around to the driver's side of this transport vehicle. Unfortunately, Jax, you do get spotted because you got those advantages. The person who sees you says, hey, come on, they're almost out. We gotta, come on.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. I just gotta finish something.
No, these are Mantellian bean pods. You gotta, come on.
No, I'll get in trouble. You go ahead.
No, it's okay. Your driver's fine. He's probably in line tune. We can, hey, maybe he saved your spot.
Is
anyone's co-pilot a Deveronian?
I'm allergic to bean pods.
Does anyone have a co-pilot whose Deveronian co-pilot is allergic to bean pods?
Oh god.
Am I back up at the surface?
Yeah.
Can I put a sleeping pack on him?
The crowd is looking at the guy,
no!
Not looking at you.
Okay, I won't then.
To say that I'm your co-pilot.
Yeah, she's our co-pilot. All's good. We'll take her from here.
That's all right. I got her a doggy bag.
Give me a 2 purple and a black deception.
Which one of us?
Either one of you, since you're both lying.
Can he get a blue because I helped him lie?
Yeah.
You primed the pump.
I got you a doggy bag. It's okay.
And I can remove that black. 5 success and 1 advantage.
They say whatever. They're more interested in their own Mantellian bean pods.
Okay, so they leave us be?
Yeah, they leave you be at the truck. KI, since you got those advantages, if you want to have started hotwiring this thing while the crowd was being distracted by this shouting guy, then you can. Those 3 advantages you got will add 2 blues onto your either mechanics or skullduggery roll.
Mechanics.
So this is, it's just a truck, so it's only going to be a 2 purple, but it looks like it's seen some wear and tear. So if you do the wrong thing, you might pull out something and make the whole thing not work. So that'll add a black as well.
Oh, and I can remove blacks. 3 success, 2 advantage, 1 triumph.
Yeah, you can hotwire this thing, get it started up. And as you're hotwiring it, you can also, it also like as the like the communications thing comes on, it seems to be directly patched into the communications of some type of station that is in the ruins. It's a little fuzzy, but you seem to have an open channel to whoever you need to talk to when you go up there.
Let's do it.
You can all squeeze in. It doesn't seem like the cockpit for this thing is very big, but there is enough room for all of you to squeeze in and take this truck off of the landing pad towards the location indicated on the readout. As you approach towards the gas giant moon of Yavin, you can see a large cluster of debris where the Death Star used to be. And as you approach, you can see one piece of debris is much larger than the rest. It seems to be almost like intentionally constructed, and there is a buzz of activity around it. Small worker pods are constructing this long cylindrical something with a dish on one end. There are landing pads kind of dotted around this space station. The station doesn't seem to be as large as the Death Star itself, but is still pretty big, large enough to house definitely enough slaves to salvage the ruins around it and several landing pads and hangar bays and some administrative facilities probably. But as you approach, the transmissions become clearer and you receive a hail from this station. And it says Darksaber Station to Transport 1138. Looks like you've got a cargo of some hauler loaders. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do. We're just doing a little bit of mail manning around the galaxy here.
All right, I got you. Why don't you take that to pad 12, and we'll see if we can get some of these colonists into those hauler loaders to get us our debris, and we can all get paid.
Roger, we'll be right there.
Roger, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I mean,
and I die.
Oh, Artie, you're so frail.
Yeah, well, you just watch your mouth around here. There's a lot of space for people to end up missing.
Roger, Dodger.
Just proceed to the pad.
He's just trying to do his job.
Just get the fuck out of here.
So you can proceed to the pad. It doesn't seem to be very well put together. As you approach the station, you can see that it's been like hastily welded together out of like big chunks of the Death Star. It seems like none of the panels line up, and like the welds are just awful, and there's like flickering, sparking lights coming out of like all the holes in the superstructure of this thing. And when you bring it into the like the hangar bay, it seems to be like maybe it used to be one of the hangar bays on the Death Star, but like it's missing most of the floor, and there's just like exposed rebar sticking out of everywhere. Everything's like exploded or rusted. Half the lights don't work.
I love a well-run operation.
Well-worn. Well-traveled.
Broken in.
It's got character. This operation has character.
There's a couple of other transport vehicles docked in the hangar as well, and some people who are unloading their hauler loaders for the slaves to use to continue their salvage operations.
Now that we're up here, are the 4C tingles any different?
Yeah, they feel stronger and more directional.
Would I have to roll a sense to get a feel for the direction?
Yeah, probably.
3 light side, 2 dark side.
You'll have to use a destiny point and take strain.
Yeah, sure. I want to know. I gotta know.
If at any point you want to recover strain, you can also roll a discipline or cool, I think it is.
Yeah, maybe I should do that before we leave the ship.
Yeah, because you've taken 11.
Haha! That's fun.
So you can feel that there's an inviting tingle that is coming from somewhere near the midsection of the station. Like, you kind of have a sense of where it is, and if you were to move towards it, you could feel whether or not you're getting hotter or colder. It doesn't seem to be a negative tingle. It does seem to be positive.
I want to go towards these positive tingles, but we probably should maybe try to get, like, maybe I do need a uniform before we do this.
There are some old trucker's clothes in a bin at the back of the cockpit.
Oh shit, yeah, I'll change into those.
They are smelly.
That's okay, so am I. I'm a teenager, they all smell kind of weird.
Grease up Necky's fur at all?
Yeah, I'll scrunge her up so she looks like she belongs here.
The hippie child smell mixed with the old man trucker smell is deadly.
Yeah, even if someone does notice me, no one will want to get close enough to stop me.
Yeah.
And do you say it would be a discipline or cool to recover strain?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll roll discipline. Is that against anything or unopposed?
No.
3 success, 1 advantage.
So once you're all grunged up, if anybody else wants to change into trucker clothes, they can, or they can just stay dressed as the mercenaries.
KI-4, do you want us to smear you down with grease so you look like a busted-up station droid?
I'm a truck droid.
Yeah.
Give me a flannel shirt.
Gonna give you a trucker's cap, and we're gonna give you a big fucking mustache. We're gonna call you Zapraszar.
Yes.
Oh, no, I was hoping it was gonna be a trucker's hat, but it was gonna be like a pink Von Dutch one. Give you a trucker's hat and a velour tracksuit.
Call him Paris Kilton.
Hey there, everyone.
It's a new costume every episode.
So you can all grunge up if you want. Are the others, Artie and Ashtam, are you getting trucky, or are you staying mercenaries?
Seen anybody in here yet?
Yeah, there's some people walking around. There's some other transports being unloaded by personnel.
Have you seen any other mercenaries?
Yeah, there's some mercenaries that are wandering around, just inspecting some of the transports, just in case anything untoward is getting on.
All right, I'm going to stay as a mercenary then.
So you can stay mercenaries. You see a couple of them walking around to the back of the transport to open it up and either unload or inspect the cargo.
And we're dropping off cargo right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the back, there are some lights on in the cargo section, and lined up, there are about half a dozen power loader suits that have attached, like, helmet gas mask things.
Loader suits. Are these the get away from her, you bitch, kind of loader suits?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's...
K.I., you should drive a loader suit.
Yeah, especially since, like, it doesn't sound like they like droids here.
I'll finally be the carrying droid you all think I am.
Yay!
Can you just have that as a permanent self?
That's just, like, my new identity, KI-5.
KI-5? KF-4.5?
Because we can, like, unload this cargo and take it somewhere to wherever we want to go.
But we also have to, like, save the people on the ship and, you know...
Yeah,
perhaps...
then if our cargo's unloaded, then we can fit people in the back, probably.
Ooh, if K.I. wears a loader suit, then he can probably take out that sarcophagus.
Ah!
If we take her back down to the planet...
I got advantage and triumph on that sarcophagus, so I'm hoping that means it's good for us.
I hope that we wake it up and we make a new friend. So do we want to go into the station and see if there's a way that we can shut things down?
Hey, there's a tingle. I need to follow the tingle.
Yeah, let's follow your tingle, and then we'll go rescue those people and see if we can find somebody high-ranking to kidnap.
You guys keep saying tingle. Does one of you have to go to the bathroom?
No, we already took a bathroom break.
What? Is that what it feels like when you go to the bathroom, Marty?
Yeah, it's kind of a tingle.
I don't know if it should feel like that. Have you talked to the doctors back at the base?
Not
Kula
lately.
Limpa, Kula limpa.
Moving on.
So the mercenaries come around to the back of the loading area, and they open the door, and they stick in this this crane arm that plugs into the rack where all of the loader suits are on, and starts pulling it out. And they say, "Hey, I hope you don't mind. We got to get this stuff out of here quick. Durga's pretty pissed. He wants to see if we can get this thing spooled up for a test."
What is this thing anyway? I didn't actually read the manifest.
Sorry, man. Operational security. Can't tell you.
But can you tell me?
No, I can't. I told you, OPSEC.
Wait, how many people are in here? Just one, two?
There's some guards that have opened the door and some kind of loading people, some other crew that are unloading the rack that is holding all the power lifter suits.
That's what we brought up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're not letting us through.
Well, they're just telling you that they're, like, they opened the door without even asking because they got to hurry to pull all this shit out.
Oh, yeah, let's just, like, help bring stuff through then.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're unloading.
Before we head back down, can I use the John?
Oh, you fucking truckers are all the same. Okay. Yeah, there's facilities. Just follow the yellow dotted line on the floor. Don't go anywhere else, though, because there's some teams deeper in who will probably shoot you.
Cool. That's all right. I don't want to get shot just to take a shit, so I'll be back soon.
Whatever.
Anybody else got to pee?
I do.
We all have to pee.
Even me somehow.
So does the cat. You got a litter box in there?
Me fucking meow.
Yeah, let's just go. I don't think they give that much of a shit about us.
So as you exit the truck, once you touch down on the deck of the hangar bay, you can feel like it vibrating under your feet. And there's like rattling all around you as this, whatever is powering this thing is certainly humming along, but doesn't seem like anything secured too tightly to anything else.
Yeah.
And they want to like fire this thing up when it's half built.
Let's figure out a way to shut this thing down, like fast.
Yeah. Does anybody happen to have an EMP handy?
I'm just looking through my skills to see if I have anything to help me, like, maneuver this ship. It's not really a ship. Maybe.
Would Streetwise count for that?
Perception, probably. Maybe knowledge warfare, if this is built using the layout of like a conventional warship. Streetwise might help.
I mean, I'll try knowledge warfare. I have intellect. Yeah,
so it'll be a 3 purple.
3 advantage, 3 failure.
I got 3 success and 1 threat.
1 success. I got a wash.
And you are looking to try and navigate. What are you looking for? Are you looking for some way to destroy the station? Are you looking for the other colonists? Are you looking for Jax's tingles?
I kind of want to look for my tingles, but I feel like if they're talking about spooling up and firing something, we should be looking for a way to get this station shut down fast. Maybe my tingles will be found along the way.
So you can leave the hangar bay then if you're looking for a way to shut this thing down. You can follow the yellow lines on the floor that seem to be leading to the bathroom. There are other painted lines that are leading off elsewhere. I asked him, you got advantage with failure, so you can't find anything like that since you're looking for a way to shut this place down. But you do notice at the end of a hall a couple of not asshole-ish looking downtrodden people being led down a hallway in spacesuits towards someone. They look pretty sweaty, so it's likely they just came back from a spacewalk. Perhaps this is where the other colonists are. Jax and KI, you can find maybe something that seems to lead to where things are controlled. There is a booming voice down a hall that seems to be shouting something in Huttese about getting this thing going now. He's not gonna let that son of a bitch Dodongo come here and find out about this before this thing actually works. Jax, because you got that threat, if you go to investigate where this voice is coming from, he maybe notices something and looks in your direction. He doesn't see you necessarily, but you do hear him shout for somebody to go and take a look at what that was. He thinks he sees something.
Stealth time!
If you wanna hide from these guys, it's a couple of heavily armed mercenaries that are coming down the hall. This is a pretty poorly lit, pretty shoddily built thing, so there's a lot of panel holes and crates just laying in the formerly Imperial hallways that used to be part of the Death Star. So that will add a blue onto your stealth roll, which is going to have to be against a red and 2 purples.
Oh no. Can I flip a destiny point to downgrade that red?
Yeah.
I got 5 success, but a threat.
I got 2 success, but 3 threat.
Ooh.
4 success, 2 advantage.
4 success, 2 advantage.
Okay, so Jax and Artie, you are able to hide behind some exposed paneling that has been taken off of one of the walls, and there's a little crawl space where you can hide. Unfortunately, the guards, when they come looking, are standing like right in front of the hole, kind of looking in almost at it. You almost get spotted, but they do kind of post one of their guys right in front of the hole just to make sure nothing comes out. As the other one moves along, KI and Iashtam, from wherever you're hiding, you have a prime position to take them out if you want.
T-T-O-T-T-O.
But it'd be more suspicious for them to not go back, though.
Unless they do go back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You and Artie can just make a quick costume change.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to have trouble getting out of here non-violently, so if we can start stockpiling weapons for the colonists to use, it might be good.
Besides, I made you these guns. You got to take them out for a spin.
This is true. So we're agreed on shooting?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how great of an idea that is. But if that'll get... my problem is getting them, like, us getting caught, I guess? I don't know.
I can also just stab this guy. And how many guys? One?
One of them is looking into kind of keeping an eye on that hole that Jax and Artie are hiding in. The other one is continuing down the hall. You can either be hiding in, like, exposed panel on a wall, hiding behind a crate. It's kind of up to you.
I'll be behind a crate.
So if you want to stab him as he goes by, you can, or you can shoot him.
I'm gonna stab him. I still have, looks like, 3 doses of bear sloth venom left.
Okay, so if you want to stab him as he walks by, that will be, I'm gonna use the destiny points, so that'll be a red and a purple melee.
That's all? 2 success, 3 advantage. It's a 2 advantage critical, so I got 3, so I crit him. But also, there's an automatic crit with the
bear sloth venom.
Well, if they, like, fail their resilience roll.
And you got 2 to crit. So it has vicious as well, so it'll add 10 to whatever you roll for your crit. What's the resilience roll for the bear sloth venom?
Daunting resilience check.
4.
Is 4 purple.
2 threats.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, shit! Get ready to die, son!
He's going to take those threats as strain, but because he doesn't have any strain to take, he takes them as wound, and he takes 2 more wound from that.
I also have soft spot. After making a successful attack, may spend 1 destiny point to add damage equal to cunning to 1 hit.
You can. You have 2 destiny points.
I never use destiny points, so I'm gonna.
You haven't rolled your crit, so it gives him a crit with the bear sloth venom. So with your advantage crit, that'll add 10, and it has vicious, so that'll add an additional 10, so that'll add 20. Do you have any ranks of lethal blows?
2.
Okay, so that'll add 40 to whatever you roll.
Okay, good, because I rolled a 3.
Okay, 43.
Aww.
He's knocked prone and suffers 1 strain. So he takes that strain, but anytime he takes strain, he takes 2 more. You've hit his wound threshold in 1 strike.
Nice.
With my tiny knife.
You stab him, injecting venom into him, and he immediately just crumples into a pile.
Okay, I'll hide him behind. All right, can I hide him in a wall panel?
Yeah, there could be an open wall panel by that crate you're hiding by. K.I., do you want to take care of the other guy?
Oh, take care of, yes. Take his clothes as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll take his clothes. I think they're going to notice if I walk in the room with my lucky just sticking out, but...
What's the difficulty with this one?
These guys are at short range, so that will be a 1 purple. If you want to dual wield, it'll be a 2 purple, except you also have the ability that allows you to ignore that if you take strain, I think. And he hasn't acted this round.
Okay. Oh, that adds more, you're right. So 2 more.
One of your guns allows you to aim as an incidental, so if you want to aim 3 times, you can add an additional 3 blue and take 2 strain.
I will do so. Okay. 2 success, 4 advantages, 1 triumph.
Woo!
You would have to spend 2 in order to hit him with the second gun, so you have 2 left over. I don't think that's enough to do... No, the paired weapon thing, because it has the paired weapon thing, it only costs 1 advantage to hit twice. So, yes, you can, that is enough to crit. So you can do a crit plus 10 plus however many lethal blows you have.
Blows, I just have 1.
So with the advantage in the triumph and the lethal blows, you can add 20 to whatever you roll for the crit.
Total, that comes to 64.
64. He's dazed, he's disoriented until the end of the encounter. I mean, with that crit, that's enough to send him flying on his ass without murdering him completely.
Yes. Now you can just punch him out, steal his clothes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shove him in a locker.
Nerd! Nerd!
So if you guys want, you can steal the clothes of these guards. But there was just a firefight from K.I. specifically. I asked him managed to do a stealth kill, but K.I. may have attracted some attention. We'll see.
Uh-oh. No regrets.
Hey, we're able to hide in the walls. Are we allowed to move along in the walls?
Like maybe that would be a coordination.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to work for me. That's agility, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if I can have one of the guard uniforms and if someone with coordination wants to try to go in the walls. Oh, I mean, K.I., you have good agility. And you would be the one they'd be looking for after this firefight. Maybe if you want to go and crawl in the walls like a horrible spider.
All right. Kidnap a hut, have a few laughs.
Can I put on the uniform of one of these guys that we just fucked up?
Yeah. Do you want Neki to go in the walls with K.I. or...
Yeah, probably. Neki has good agility, I'm pretty sure.
So if you're moving in the walls, what are you moving towards?
Well, there's a guy who is, like, in his booth yelling at people. Like, the guy who looked like he was in charge, right?
Yeah, he was a hut.
Oh. Big hut?
Big hut.
We should go and try to take out this big hut.
You got the big hut?
So if you want to move through the walls towards where you saw the hut, you can. K.I. will be going to use a destiny point, a red and a purple coordination.
Okay, that's from a Viking. Three advantages.
Oh.
No success.
So you can't move through the wall towards where the other people are going because, well, mainly it's a function of the fact that the wall that you're in is on the opposite side of the hallway from where they're traveling. But you can scoot across the hall into another panel and move through that one.
Okay.
And kind of follow along from them. You will be a little bit behind because you had to kind of take the circuitous route. But the rest of you, as you approach, you can see that there is this corpulent hut that is shouting at technicians that are connecting power cables and things in this control room. And the control room has this window that is overlooking this enormous tube where a probably, let's say, silhouette 2-sized giant glowing crystal is attached. The window doesn't have any glass in it, so you can feel, like, the crackle of electricity and, like, this kind of light breeze from whatever power is being generated in there. Jax, this appears to be what your tingles were coming from.
Oh, my tingles!
And the hut, he says, he turns to you and he says,
"Hey, yeah, so what did that end up being? Wait, you're not the guards that I sent."
They went to the bathroom. We're here to replace them.
They're on a break right now. They're kind of lazy, so they just sort of like sent the stuff with us.
Give me a deception.
Okay.
So, this will be a deception against his discipline that starts as 5 reds.
Ah!
I got this.
He has 3 ranks of Nobody's Fool, which upgrades it 3 times. That should be 6 reds and a purple, but I think technically the game is not allowed to go higher than 5. 6 is for, 6 is for things that should be impossible. So it maxes out at 6, so it's just gonna be, I'm gonna give that 6 reds and 2 blacks for the rest of his Nobody's Fool.
I can take away those blacks, however, I'm gonna flip a destiny.
I said a thing, can I add a blue to him? I said
no.
They went pee-pee. I mean, that it's probably, it has a bit of truth. Maybe that guy shit his pants when I stabbed him.
Well, you're wearing his pants, so. Does.
Oh, no!
I mean, unless you gave me his pants.
So here's what I got. A failure, 2 advantages, and a, pausing for dramatic effect, triumph.
Ooh. That is astonishingly good, considering what you were rolling against.
I still got a failure.
So he doesn't believe you. And he kind of snaps his meaty fingers, which is more of like the sound of 2 ham hocks clapping together. And the guards that are in his control station, they seem pretty heavily armed and tough. They grab you and they pull off your disguises. And
oh no, my mustache!
He recognizes you immediately. However, because you got that triumph, he's so engrossed with who he's caught that he's forgotten that there's supposed to be 4 of you. And he says,
"Well, look who's here. I'm sure the Dodongo will pay a pretty price for your heads."
I swear, I'm just a victim of circumstance.
So they all say. How is it you came to discover my operation, Choke?
Well, funny story. We, were in the middle of a joyride, and, I was a little bit drunk at the time, and I decided, I'm gonna just go wherever my spirit takes me, and you know, everybody else like, no, don't do it. And then I just ended up here. I'm like, hey, my spirit took me to this place. This place looks cool. Let's fuck it up. And then we got here, and we're here now.
Give me that 6 red and a black deception.
six,
Arnie,
red?
Stop! You're gonna get in trouble!
You know what? You're out of destiny points, so I'm gonna downgrade one of your yellows to a green.
Ooh, rude.
Son of a bitch. You one rude dude. Okay. Interesting. I got a success, advantage, a triumph, and a despair.
Ha! Huh. Interesting.
So he says,
joyriding. Now, what cause would the Choke Master have to be in the Yavin system joyriding, unless he's been joyriding with the rebellion base down there? Did you think they would help you, Choke?
He's becoming so engrossed in you, Artie. He's forgotten that there are other people supposed to be there. He's also paying a lot less attention to Jax and Ayash Tem.
What did you say the silhouette on this crystal was?
Two.
Two. And, okay, like, what does the apparatus around this crystal look like? Like, if I flipped a destiny point and took some strain to be able to move a silhouette two thing, and I just yanked it out, does it look like it would be causing, like, dangerous effects?
Well, here's the thing. It's being held by some kind of, like, it's got, like, rings clamped around it on either end. It's longer than it is wide. It's not like a spherical crystal. It's like a long crystal. It seems to be cracked, as if it's quite fragile. It's being held by these kind of rings that are supported by these metal struts and clamps. Each of the clamps is silhouette one.
So what you're saying is that perhaps if I pull out the clamps and this crystal just drops on the ground, bing, bang, boom, we got a shattered crystal and nothing left to fuel your little fancy space gun, Mr. Hutt.
Maybe, but he did get that despair.
I did get a despair.
And he says,
if you think that the rebellion is going to help you, maybe it's time to test this fully armed and operational battle station.
And he brings up this little comm device in his meaty hand, and he says,
power up the dark saber. We are test firing at the moon of Yavin. Kill the colonists.
No! Can I do a move? Vigilance! Vigilance! To do it before they can fire it.
It takes a little while for it to power up, and he goads Artie some more, and he says,
why don't you watch and see what is going to happen? Soon the Hutts will be back on top of the Sapphire Evening, Artie. I almost should thank you for creating it now.
So energy starts pulsing through this crystal. There is also a large kind of, something is spooling up and shining almost like a laser or some kind of focusing beam through the crystal to power it up.
Can I do a move? I rolled the force to move. I got six light side and one dark side. I can do up to two targets, up to silhouette one. Maybe I can wrench out like two of the clamps, like two of the structurally, like the most structurally important looking ones, and then hurl them at the thing that's like charging up the laser.
The reactor appears to be long range, so you will need to do a three purple discipline check to hit it.
Do we have any destiny points?
Yeah, you have two.
Can get flip one. Five success, three threats, one triumph.
You take some strain to do this. As this Hutt is gloating to Artie and not paying attention to the rest of you, you can rip the moorings off of this crystal, and it begins to kind of fall out of the beam as it's being charged with energy. Because this thing is cracked and it was presumably rescued from the Death Star debris field, moving it out of the energy beam is not good for it. It was probably going to overload anyway. And you can throw these clamps into the reactor. The reactor just starts to glow and get hot and crack. The crystal is hovering in zero gravity in space within the core of this thing. It's cracked and it starts glowing, and then it explodes. Shards of crystal come flying through the window into the control room.
Oh, shit. Crush the Hutt. Crush the Hutt.
Do we have to dodge?
You might want to dodge.
Oh, fuck. What is it to dodge?
Athletics or coordination. KI is safe inside the wall.
I mean, I'll try athletics.
It'll be a two purple.
Coordination.
Two advantage.
Oh, no.
Three threat.
Two success. Fuck all y'all.
So, Ayash Tem, you get, like, scraped by these shards of crystal as they fly by. You take some strain, but otherwise you are unharmed. They plink harmlessly off of the hut's thick hide. Jax, you attempt to dodge, but a shard of crystal does lodge itself right into your body near your heart.
I'll deal with that later. It's not in there. It's fine.
I mean, it's still something that you should worry about.
I'll deal with it later.
You should really go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Later.
And the hut screams and he says,
"You idiots! Now we're all going to die."
All right, yeah.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
What's going to kill us?
Probably the station exploding.
That's all right. Let's get out of here.
We had a good run.
We got to get all the colonists off the station, though. I guess they all have their robot suits. They can just fly out and we can scoop them all up. This hut's fucked, though. He's never going to move fast enough to escape an exploding station. Idiot.
I was thinking we could take him as, like, the hostage, but maybe someone with not a million ranks of smartness.
Well, he's got a million ranks in cunning, the shit.
So, K.I., the crystals have damaged the wall enough for you to just be able to Shockmaster out of it. So if you want to attack this hut, because you do have two triumphs worth of surprise, you can upgrade your roll twice. He's at short range, so that's going to be, start as a purple, but I am going to use a destiny point to upgrade that to one red, just in case taking the time to shoot him does have negative consequences.
He hasn't acted this round yet, right?
He has not.
And then I'm adding my aim.
And you're upgrading twice for those... for those triumphs. So if you have two greens, they become yellows. If you're all yellow, you add a yellow.
Yes. Okay. And then, yeah, I'm going to aim three times. That's two strain.
Yeah. Are you dual wielding?
I am.
Okay. So I'll just have to give you two more strain for that.
Okay. So, 7 success, 14 advantage, and 1 despair.
You can't have that many successes and advantages without a despair.
I mean, I feel like this might be the first time where we've had a roll that features a despair, but in light of all the success and advantage, it feels like small potatoes.
Okay, so you'll need to spend one to hit him twice. So you've got 13 left over. If you want to crit him, I think it's a 3 advantage crit.
Can he use his access advantage to get rid of the despair?
No.
Shit.
Unless you want to not crit him and try to have something else to counteract the despair.
Would that work?
I mean, potentially.
Potentially.
So you're saying there's a chance. What do you guys think? Should I let it ride?
I mean, maybe let's see if there's something that can counteract the despair. Because, I mean, if the station is blowing up anyways...
Yes, since the station is blowing up, a lot of bad things can happen. I will try to counteract the despair.
Okay, so... he says,
Wait, it's clear that I'm outmatched here. I'll sell out to Dongo. I'll do anything. Just get me off this thing alive.
Aha.
Can I percept to see if he's truthful? Because I'm still waiting for that despair.
His eyes are bugged out of his skull. He's sweating. The station is about to explode. You don't even need to check. This guy, he's probably never told the truth in his life. He's doing it now.
Fair.
I mean, we'll take you, but you gotta tell us what's up once
yeah,
we
anything,
get you.
Yeah, anything, just get me off the station.
You call for all the colonists to evacuate it.
We're just trying to build this thing anyway. If this thing blows, we have no reason to be here.
Fair, all right, let's mosey then.
And mosey he does. The despair is that he is fucking slow.
What's his silhouette?
He is... Huts are at least silhouette too, I think.
That loader.
Can we use the loader?
There are none around you. He's just in his control room.
Fuck.
You would have to go all the way back to the hangar to get them.
Do we have a destiny point and a strain that I could take to upgrade the silhouette that I could do for move and I will just carry him out?
Yeah, potentially.
Cue the Tina Turner music.
But you'll have to use two. You'll have to use both of your remaining destiny points since you're exhausting the destiny. You have a piece of crystal lodged in your heart.
That's probably fine. Okay. Fuck. One light side, 3 dark side. I'll use the 3 dark side. This feels too important right now.
Okay, so you can give in to your fear using those destiny points. You take that as strain because you're using the dark side and you're allegedly a paragon. That's going to be double strain. So
oh, no, wait, what am I add for strain?
You start, you lift him up. You manage to raise this fat fuck off the ground. Your vision becomes blurry and clouded, and as you're moving him through the halls, he's calling for the mercs to get the colonists evacuated per your instructions. But before you can get back to the hangar bay, the rest of you just see Jax collapse and fall on her face.
Carry, robot, carry her!
Why was I not tracking my strain?
Carry her. Who's gonna carry the hut?
Can we get some, like, I don't know, Red Bull or something?
Did we at least get close enough that he might be able to get himself the rest of the way?
He is moving very slowly.
Do you get a vital clue, a raging clue?
God, I can get a raging clue right now, I guess. Because I don't think those people would shoot at me when I came through because the station's fucking exploding. But,
yeah, nobody's shooting at anybody right now. Everyone's just trying to get off.
All
right.
I
asked him, will you help this hut get off?
It won't be the first one.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I guess I'll use my raging clue to see if it's faster to just fucking push him than to grab him with the lifters. Why doesn't he have a fucking sledge?
So is that a 3 purple?
I think so, yeah.
Is that streetwise?
Streetwise or knowledge underworld, but my streetwise is better, so.
Okay.
3 success, 2 triumph, 1 threat.
2 triumph, hell yeah.
So, there is no sledge. You see a crowd of sweaty people dressed in work clothes are running through the hallway. They don't seem like mercenaries, they don't seem like truckers. And you see a woman who doesn't look too dissimilar from the little 4-year-old that you saw down on the planet that may be his missing mother. And she seems to be leading the colonists. If you can reach her, perhaps the colonists would be willing to help.
Whoa, excuse me, are you a Dameron?
Yeah, Shara, what's happening? Did Kes send you? Are you here to help us? Did you blow up the station?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I mean, they let us go, but we got to get off this thing.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. Can you... I know this sounds really weird that we'd want to save this hut, but...
We will pump him for information.
Yeah, he's like our prisoner, so... it's really hard to move this slow-ass motherfucker. So if you could get your crew to help us... He's a political prisoner. It's okay. We're not saving him just to save him.
We'll pay you with freedom.
You're with the rebellion?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, fine. All right, I guess we're saving Durga. Everyone, come on, lend a hand. I know it sounds stupid, but it sounds like they got him over a barrel. And the other colonists groan and grumble. Some of them do abandon the group, but about 10 of them, 10 of the 15 colonists do stay to help you move this slug.
God bless.
I mean, it would be better if we could take a smaller prisoner, but this guy seems to know the most, so.
So it'll be an athletics check to move him. Because you have all of this help, it's only going to be a 3 purple athletics check. But because the station is exploding all around you, you're going to use a destiny point to turn one of those reds into a purple.
Do I get any blues?
So you can add 2 blue from Artie and K.I. helping.
If K.I. is carrying me, can he help, though?
Probably not, so just Artie.
What about from the other guys?
They're reducing the weight of this hut to 3 purple from beyond.
1 success, 3 advantage.
Hell yeah.
So I asked him, leading this group, you can pull this hut off onto the loading ramp. As he slowly slithers up, you can get into the cockpit of the thing. You'll have to take off pretty fast, though. Why don't you give me a piloting? 3 purple, somebody.
I can do that.
Because it is exploding, one of those purples is going to be a red from a destiny
point. Can I help co-pilot or add unskilled assistance?
If you want to add unskilled assistance, that'll be a blue onto KI's roll. If you want to co-pilot, it'll be a 2 purple piloting.
I'll try that. Fuck. 2 advantage, 1 failure.
Ooh, okay. Well, that does add a blue onto K.I.'s roll. Doesn't reduce the difficulty, but...
One success, two advantage.
The flames are licking all around you as the Darksaber station begins exploding. The reactor is going critical, and the ship managed to blast out of the hangar bay just as the debris of the Death Star is blown up again. You guys did a Skywalker. Good job.
Yay.
And, As you're flying the ship away from the debris, it's rocked lightly by the shockwave. Durga the Hutt, he vomits up a disgusting puddle onto the deck in the back of the ship.
It's not acidic, is it?
It's not. It's just gross. And Shara, Dameron's wife, she comes up to the cockpit and she starts fiddling with some knobs. And she says, "Do you mind?"
No. Go right ahead.
And she starts fiddling with these knobs and locks into a specific frequency, the same frequency that you used when you arrived. And she says, "This is Shara Bay. Cass, you hear me? Are you there?" And he says, yeah. All these mercs just started pulling up sticks. What happened? There's an explosion." And she said, yeah. It's we had some help. We blew it up. We got the Hutt prisoner." And he says, "Oh, yeah, that motherfucker." And he shouts to the back, they got the Hutt prisoner." And there's cheering as the colonists welcome this news.
Yay. It appears
that without the, either because they were going to be fired upon or because the station was going to be blown up, the mercenaries and the truckers have all abandoned the colony, and you can bring the ship in for a landing on the now empty landing pad outside of the Masassi Temple. Kes, Dameron, and Little Poe, and the rest of the colonists are all there to greet you.
Okay, so let's get all these colonists to the ship, to bring that sarcophagus onto the loosey-goosey.
Hey, yeah. Kes, he kind of saunters up and he kind of puts his hand up like, "Whoa, hold your horses." Yeah, they mentioned there was like a sarcophagus. What is that?
We don't know. We were going to take it on our ship so that we could investigate it, but there seems to be somebody very alive in there.
Somebody alive. Oh, yeah, you can get that thing out of here.
Okay, we can get that thing out of there.
So, you can lead them down into where the sarcophagus was in the bunker, and Kes kind of slaps it, and he says, "Looks like this thing's in here pretty tight. You got, like, a winch or something?"
Do we?
I guess if one of you wants to, wake me up inside.
Do we have smelling salts?
Yeah, would a stim pack help? I don't think I have any.
We could use it to wake her. She's only one over her threshold.
I don't have one. Oh, wait, I do. I have one.
Does she have one?
If you want to rifle through her bag, she's probably got one.
I got 10 in my bag if you're rifling.
Give her a Mia Wallace.
Rifling and trifling.
Yeah, sure, I'll take one of your stim packs.
Okay, you can reach into her bag and give her a stim pack. Are you hitting her in the chest with this morphine or with this adrenaline?
Yeah, sure.
So
straight
as
to the
you,
head.
Please be careful to avoid that shard that is also lodged in my heart.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, there's a glowing crystal shard lodged in her chest as you stick her with the stim.
Ah!
Say the line.
Say the line.
No.
Can you add some conflict for that?
You've ruined our night.
Boo!
Not You're for anything good. Morally bad, just for killing the vibe.
It's become our trademark.
It's become my trademark, but you guys are free
Fine.
To use it if you want.
I'm alive.
Yeah!
What? It's what the... What happened?
We made it.
Okay.
We're off the ship. We're off the ship, and we got Big Slugman as a prisoner.
Cool. How deep in my chest is this thing lodged?
Like halfway. It's about the size of your thumb up to the first knuckle.
Could I pluck it out?
Yeah.
Would it be dangerous to pluck it out? Can I use my medical knowledge to know?
Yeah, give me a 2 purple medicine, add a black, because you just came out of, unconsciousness, so maybe you're not all there.
Haha, 2 failures, 5 advantage.
It seems to be lodged between your ribs.
I'm not sure what to make of that.
But because you got those advantage, though, like, if you're walking around with this thing, although it's like lodged into your chest and does hurt, it doesn't hurt as much as a shard of crystal lodged into your skin should. And it almost feels like it's like bonding with you in a way.
This is my crystal.
Maybe something for later when you go back to those books that Luke left you.
Uh-huh. What color is it?
What color is it, Jax?
Oh, shit. Ask me next session. I'll think about it. What would it be, though, for moving this sarcophagus? Do I have enough strain, or should I rest, kind of meditate for a minute with discipline?
You could probably... You can try meditating. It's probably a good idea to...
Yeah. I'll do discipline first. Two success, three advantage.
Okay. So you can heal 2 points of strain. With that advantage, you can bypass taking additional strain for one roll.
Okay, that's good. So what's the silhouette on the sarcophagus? Is it person size? Is it one?
Yeah, it's person sized.
Okay, that's something at least. Four light side, two dark side. That could be one for the power, one for strength, and then I can pull it from its moorings.
Yeah, so you're woozy, but you can pull this thing out of its moorings. And as you, like, try to lift it, it doesn't seem to even be attached at all. Like, maybe it's because you're using the force, but it seems like as soon as you start to move it, the claws that are gripping it from the podium it's on just release.
That's probably fine, right? I'll float this out, but can someone just carry me? I'm very tired.
All right, boys and girls.
Ash, can you just piggyback me out? Or I guess K.I.'s been carrying me.
I can carry you.
Thanks, Ash.
So you can float it not all the way back to the ship, but out of this passageway at least, so it's out on the landing pad. And when you get your ship, there is equipment enough for you to load it on and take this thing back to your base, along with your prisoner, Durga the Hutt, along with a crystal for Jax to maybe do something with next time on Star Wars Empire Records.